101.5 WMFO in Hartford.
So won't you hurry? Come on, boy, see about me. See about you, baby. See about me.
Hi, my name is Marion Farrow, and this is Rock Under the Radar here on WMFO in Medford, Mass. I'll be with you for the next hour, playing you a lot of local stuff, some series guitar, a mix of stuff. And I'm going to start with some local bands who have shows this week. First is State of the Union with Panaflex Blue from their 2018 album of the same name. So here is State of the Union.
Flex Blue. Flex Blue.
So you just packed it, bags to leave, looking for the
right, let's see. Those were several local bands. First was State of the Union with Pianoflex Blue from the 2018 album of the same name. After that, The Brigands with a cover of The Long Riders Looking for Lewis and Clark from the 2013 album Night Patrol. The Brigands are a garage band. It's been around for a long time. Some of the songs they do are covers of songs, including covers of Boston Band songs. State of the Union and the Brigands will be among the bands playing Sunday at Punking Out Homelessness 3, a homeless benefit, on Sunday afternoon at Opus Underground in Salem, Mass. Proceeds will then will be donated to the Lowell Transitional Living Center Homeless Shelter and Soup Kitchen in Lowell, Mass. Then you heard Empty County Band with Die Alone from the 2017 EP of the same name. Empty County Band are a hard rock alternative group from Bellingham, Mass. Combined a mixture of acoustic and some electric guitar, folk rock, hard rock, alternative music. Occasional cover song thrown in from time to time. And they'll be playing Saturday night at Victory Lane in Millis, Mass. Now we have a brand new single from local band Little Billy Lost. Band consists of musicians who've been around the scene in different bands, including the Atlantic's Pop Gun, Figures on a Beach, and they put out an EP in the past year. And this is a new single, Magdalena. They'll be playing Friday night at Koto in Salem, Mass. So here is Little Billy Lost.
Bye. When we were kids, we wrote a glam rock ballad. It had all the elements you need. Platform shoes and weird hairdos and makeup we stole from our sisters. And my mom, we'd play guitar in front of the mirror, got stoned and stayed up late.
In the last set, you heard first Little Billy Lost with Magdalena, the new single they just put out, and they'll be playing Friday night at Kodo in Salem, Mass. After that, you heard local surf rock band Tsunami of Sound with Yellow Jacket from their album Permanent Wave. They'll be on tomorrow night at O'Brien's Pub in Alston. And then Rick Berlin with the Nickel and Dime Band with the title song from their 2014 album When We Were Kids. They'll be playing Friday night at the Jeannie Johnston Pub in Jamaica Plain. I don't know where that is. It's a new place or what. I'd never heard of it till recently. In any case, let's see now. It is now series guitar time. And I'm going to start with something from the brand new Robin Trower album, Getting Closer to the Day. That just came out like a week or two ago. I haven't had a chance to listen to the whole thing yet, but what I've heard already sounds really great. And Trower's 73 now, does not seem to have slowed down. He's still playing his amazing guitar. And this is Lonesome Road, Robin Trower.
So far to go to a down-home boy after something true. Took out fast, but the world is turning slow. This may be the time to take my chance. Lonesome road, I may have to quit you someday soon. Flesh and blood built to last, but my vision just a splint of you.
Feel free to make a fool of yourself.
right. That was some serious guitar for you. Started with Robin Trower with Lonesome Road from his new album, Getting Closer to the Day. I believe he's going to be touring. Not sure if he's coming around here or not, but always good to see. I've seen him a couple of times. I even saw him back in the 70s when he was not long after Bridge of Sighs. Like, great stuff back then. Great stuff now, too. And then you heard a band from Germany, Four Cool Cats. Bass player John Marcolongo is an American who lives in Germany. It's his new band. And that was their new song, City Lights. And the guitarist's name is Guy Even Vandal. Great guitar there. Then Joanne Shaw Taylor from her new album, Reckless Heart. You heard Creepin'. For those not, for those not familiar with her, Joanne Shaw Taylor is a British blues guitarist and singer who was discovered by Dave Stewart of the Rhythmics when she was just 16. She's probably around 30 now, and she lives in both England and Detroit. Then you heard Gary Hoey with Under the Rug from his brand new album, Neon Highway Blues. And great guitar from him, as usual. He's also, he comes from this area, Massachusetts. He's joined by guests on some of the songs on this album, and the song you just heard, Eric Gales joined him on guitar. Now, what do I have next? Let's see. Okay, now I have local band Special Guests with a demo version of Dance, a song from their album Half Fast. Al Pachulis, the songwriter, producer, guitarist for Special Guests, has been in the Boston scene for a long time. This band's been together off and on for over 40 years, some changes in members, some of whom have passed on. And playing on this demo version was Doug Doobie on B3 Organ from Peter Wolf's House Party 5, Rick Heenan on drums, Dave Karahalis on bass and vocals, Paul Ketterer on lead guitar, also from Peter Wolf's House Party 5, and Al Pachulis on rhythm guitar and vocals. So here is Special Guests with Dance. We'll be right back.
The federal government alone spends $4.5 billion a year locking up people for drug offenses. It costs almost $28,000 a year just to incarcerate one prisoner. Compare that to the average annual tuition at a four-year public college, which is $5,491, and you realize that the drug war is blurring our nation's priorities. Taxpayers' money would be much better spent educating people instead of punishing them. But thanks to ever-increasing mandatory minimum drug sentences, an entire class of young people are being filtered into new supermax prisons while the resulting budget crunch forces the rest of us to go to old, dilapidated schools. The more money we dump into prisons, the less we have to invest in college campuses. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out how you can get involved in the war against the war on drugs.
Came over and sat right down with a bottle of whiskey.
right. That was War Paint by Buck Cherry from their new album of the same name. It's their 8th studio album. Before that, you heard local band Jones Creek with Whiskey and Women from their new debut EP of the same name. Band formed in early 2017 in Gloucester. Then in October of that year, Jimmy Bez joined them as lead guitarist. You may remember hearing him on this show because he had the Jimmy Bez Blues band a few years ago. He was still in high school, part of that, and excellent, excellent guitarist. Before that, another local band, Power Trio Fire in the Field, with the single Eyes from their new album, Live at Pink Noise.